Say, you doing any requests?
What's
that? Huh? Did you do the Talking John Birch?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Wait, let me lower this for you. We like to give all points of view a hearing on this station.
From my feet hitting right up in the brain, them Reds caused it. I know they did, them hardcore ones. Well, I quit my job so I could work all alone, and I changed my name to Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues in my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes on the American flag. Betsy Ross. I investigated all the books in the library. 90% of them got to be burned away. I investigated all the people I knowed. 98% of them got to go. The other 2% are fellow butchers. It's like me, Billy Fair. Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy. Lincoln, Jefferson, and that Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really a true American. George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. Started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine doing anything else, so now I'm home investigating myself. hope I don't find out anything. Great God.
What about the ballad of Emmett Till? Can you remember that? Or?
You want to hear that one?
Go! I want to hear you sing. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Rubbing my leg again. Cause down in Mississippi, not so long ago, when a young boy from Chicago stepped in a southern door, tragedy I can still remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I disremember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn. There was laughing sounds out on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood-red rain, and they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him there, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, because just for the fun of killing him, United States of yelling for a trial, two brothers they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury there were men who helped the brothers commit this awful crime, and so this trial was a mockery, but nobody seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. For the jury found them innocent, the brothers, they went free, while Emmett's body floats the foam of a Jim Crow southern sea. If you can't speak out against this kind of thing, a crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's dirt, your mind is filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your blood, it must refuse to flow. For you to let this human race fall down so god-awful low. This song is just a reminder of ours, a greater place to live.
Yeah, I like that one. Did you write it?
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Yeah, you don't have to sing while you can rest a while.
Oh.
Suit yourself. I just don't want you to wear out.
Let me just try. I haven't sung this song. This one, don't do my mind now.
All right, go ahead.
For 4 or 5 days, and for some reason I've never sung it. I just want to see if it comes out.
Well, I hope it does.
Hop the train to ride. And if I reach the Atlanta, nowhere to go. Honey, make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it right down by the door. Make it long, make it low, so my good gal never know. Honey, make me a pallet on your floor. Good gal, never know. Honey, make me a pallet on your floor.